I am divine order now. I am divine order now. I am divine order now. What does it mean to be divine order now? Well, when I look at my life, I look at it as a human being. And as I look at my life as a human being, I look at my life as being in divine order. I look at my life as being working out in purity, in goodness, in wholeness, in everything that is magnificent. How do I really look at my life? I am divine order now. Let's say I look at my life as a human being. Now, as a human being, what sort of thoughts do I have? What sort of imagination do I have that's going through my mind? What sort of attitude do I have about myself that's going through my world? What is in me that says to me that I am a good person? What is it in me that says to me that I am a happy person, that I am a joyous person, that I am a blessed person? I'm living here in this human world, in this physical world, to be a human being, to be a divine human being, to have everything in every way working out in divine order. That's what I'm here for. I'm here to, in every single way, be wonderful and good. Now, how can I be wonderful and good? How do I go about being wonderful and good? And I say, I am divine order now. What sort of order is that? What sort of order is that I am? What sort of peace is that I am? What sort of life is that I am? Well, first I have a body, and I say the body is fantastic, glorious and wonderful in every way. The body is the greatest imaginative thing I could ever have thought for myself, And I love it. It functions perfectly. It is a divine body. It is created out of a divine idea. It is not something that I wish to be. It is something that is. Now, how do I enjoy a divine body? How do I enjoy a divine self? How do I enjoy a divine attitude of me? How do I be me? How do I say, I like me? Oh, that's a good way to do it. I am in divine order, and I say, I like me. I'm in divine order, and I say, everything works in divine order. I say, I am in divine order, and I look at all in life, and I say, isn't it wonderful? Isn't life utterly fantastic and beautiful? I'm so happy that I live in this body. Now, why is it that I'm not living in another body? There are lots of bodies on earth. Why is it that I'm living in this particular body? Well, this particular body is the body that I have created out of my thought. This particular body is the body that I have created out of my desire for myself to express myself in certain ways. I am particular color of hair, particular color of skin, and all of this is by my choice. Now, it's not bad. My hair color, my skin color, my dialect, my origin of birth, they are not bad. They are bad if I think they're bad. But if I look at them and I say, I am this person, and I am who I am. I am me, and I like me. And when I say I like me, I'm in divine order now. When I say I like my body, I'm in divine order now. I like the color of my skin. I'm in divine order now. I like the color of my eyes. Yes, the color of my eyes. And I like my cats and my dogs. I like all of the people in my world. I love all of the people, whether they are living in the present tense or whether they are part of my past. Whether they're my family that has long since gone their own ways, or whether it is my associates in my business, in my life, whoever it is, I created each one. Each moment along the way, I created them, and I say to myself, I am divine order now. They are divine order now. They are my thought. They are my creation. They are my life. They are my world. And it's wonderful, and it's very, very good. This is all that it means to be a happy, joyous person. It is all that it means to be a happy, wonderful person who says, I am in divine order now. And that's all it is. I am in divine order now. So I say that now my past is taken care of. That is all good. Now my present, my now, this instant, this moment right now, there is no other moment. I am living now, and I say, it is wonderful. The people in my world right now are fabulous. The people in my world are just a marvelous reflection of who I am. All the people in my world are beautiful and good. All. And I look at the circumstances in my world, my place where I live, the place where I work, the place where I express myself. All are ideal. I am divine order now. Everything flows in perfect harmony with my idea for it, and my thought for it, and my belief in it, for that is who I am. I am that I am. I am the joy of the world. I am the light of the world. I am the goodness of the world. I am divine order now. I claim this about myself, and that's all that matters for me. I claim this about myself, and that's all that matters about it for me. And I don't know a you, because whoever I think of as a you is me, is a reflection of me, is an indication of what my thoughts are, my attitude is, what my life is. And it is a wonderful life. It's a wonderful thought, it's a wonderful attitude, it's a wonderful me. This is my reality, my joy, my harmony, my love. This is who I am. I love me. I love all in my world. I love all in my life. I love all in my being. And it is all so good and so wonderful, so peaceful, so harmonious, so exciting. I say, I am divine order now, and then I look at my world, and I see it in divine order now. I look at the sky, and I say, it's in divine order now. And it is in divine order now. Every cloud or every clearness, every experience in the sky is my choice. And if I see something in the sky that I would like to have even more beautiful, I just speak my word and call it more beautiful, and so it is. I look at the circumstances in my physical world, in my human world, and I call them all good. I look at every one of my neighbors, every one of the people that populate my world, and I say, you are good and beautiful. You are harmonious. You are an experience of me. I'm not telling them what they must do. I'm telling them what they are. They are that. They are whatever my thought is about them. They are. I am whatever my thought is about me. I am that. I'm not telling me what I must be or what I must do or what I must have. I am telling me what I am. And I am divine order now. So as I say, I am divine order now. That is what I experience. As I say, I am divine order now, that is what I am. And really, there's not a single thing in this universe that makes any difference to me than that I am divine order now, and being divine order now is the most wonderful, fulfilling blessing that I could ever know or ever be. And that's me. I love you. I love you. I love you.